Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammy Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 73 for January 25th, 2010. Yo quiero Mexican fast food. It's time for Munchcast. Our topic today, yo quiero Mexican fast food.
Tacos!
Yeah!
Tacos!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Cammy Blackstone. Can you believe that video has 1.1 million views?
Yeah, can you believe that? Just for people screeching, tacos!
At different speeds. It's so exciting.
Yeah, well, I think because it hits a chord with all of us.
It does.
Really, you know, tacos are just, even though, of course, originated in Mexico, where taco simply means a tortilla filled with something, much like a sandwich, because they're so adaptable and everything, people, they've just taken on a life of their own. And that's why there are so many different taco fast food joints.
Nothing that you would get in Mexico, though.
No,
I mean,
not
when, you know,
so
when you go to Taco Bell for fifth meal, you're not really eating Mexican. You're eating something.
It's Fomex.
Fomex.
I like to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faumex.
They're good. They're good marketers. Well, it's owned by Pepsi, so of course, you know, if you've honed your marketing skills selling sugar water,
exactly.
You pretty much can sell anything.
You know, and the whole reason I decided to do this was that we did lose yet another fast food pioneer,
oh,
Glenn.
No.
Taco Bell.
Is he the guy who invented Taco Bell?
He did. He actually started in Southern California. And if you go to TacoBell.com right now, it's quite sweet. They do have like a little tribute to him right there on their homepage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, he probably sold it to PepsiCo, right? I don't think
he did in the 80s, but he still remained on their board. And he was, you know, he was really a fast food pioneer. He started selling like hot dogs and stuff in the 50s. And then he started doing tacos. And
look at this. Filled with sadness.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell hot sauce filled with sadness. Remembering Taco Bell founder Glenn Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, he lived to a ripe old age, though.
He did. He really did.
He lived to 87. So that just shows you how healthy a taco is.
I'm telling you.
87.
And, you know, actually, he used, you know, everything that he did launched him to the next step. As a matter of fact, when he had his hot dog stand, he wanted a special sauce for his hot dog. So he developed this very peppery, spicy sauce. And they still use that today as the Taco Bell hot sauce. And it started 50 years ago.
He invented it.
Yeah. As a hot dog condiment, not a taco condiment.
Huh.
But he did take Taco Bell to a whole new level. You know, making all those mission-style fast food restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Do they still do that?
They don't do them so much anymore, but I always like seeing one, like Taco Bell's that went out of business.
They had the old arch with the bell in it, like a mission. Looks like a mission.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Father Junipero Serra eats here or something, you know? And I always think it's funny when now they have a shoe store or a pet supply place in an old Taco Bell. Because it's just, you always know that once was.
That was a Taco Bell.
A Taco Bell. And, you know, going through the Taco Bell history, it just struck me that the very first Taco Bell was in Downey, California. And that was like the hotbed of fast food. Because I know that like McDonald's started down in Southern California as well.
Right.
And then Del Taco also started there. Southern California is such a great breeding ground for fast food.
And roaches.
And awful celebrities.
Some may say you've done this subject before.
Yes.
But we did coaches. We did not do fast food tacos.
Exactly. We did not do the franchises. We did sort of like taco trucks and other stuff. And we may have mentioned Taco Bell in that conversation. But this time I thought, you know, there's so many great ones. There's, you know, the Del Taco. There's a place called Moe's on the East Coast. I got so many people.
Oh, never heard of Moe's.
You know what? Go to Moe's.com. You're not going to believe it. They have this whole thing. It looks a little bit more fresh than, say, a Taco Bell.
Taco Bell fresh is not the word you'd probably use.
Yeah. And they have, like, all of these fresh ingredients, and then they've got 25 things, and you just tell them what you want.
Oh, this
every time you walk
good.
In the door, they say that.
They do?
Yeah.
No matter who?
You walk in the door.
They go, welcome to Moe's?
Welcome to Moe's!
That must really slow down the service.
Because they're constantly having to greet you.
Wait, they got to watch the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go. They have the original motion pictures. So, you know, it's funny because for a long time when I grew up on the East Coast, you couldn't get a taco to save your life.
Yeah. Well, now there's quite a few chains. There's Taco John's, I believe, is on the East Coast. There's Moe's. I think there's a Pepe's taco franchise. There's a whole bunch of them. But Moe's is a pretty recent addition. They only started in the year 2000.
What about, like, there's Del Taco, there's Rubio's. These are in that category as well, yes?
Yeah, and you know, Rubio's, what happened?
Did they disappear?
Happened. No, they're everywhere.
Oh.
But I will tell you that I was such a Rubio's fan. When I would go to San Diego, that was like where I would go to get tacos. I loved it. Then they started like expanding. Mm. And now, you know, it's just not as good.
It's Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it the
same? And
I don't
know that I would get a fish taco from Taco Bell.
No.
You know? It's just not as good. Just not as good. But getting back to the Taco Bell thing, I mean, they have gotten to be from a little tiny chain that grew up in the 50s to now this gigantic chain owned by Pepsi. And they sort of started this cult thing. It started with some kids doing this drive-through rap, and then Taco Bell started doing it. And now there's like, if you go to YouTube and you
let's
put it in Taco
Bell
rap.
This is the original. This is new to me, so I need to catch up on this. This is the original from 2008, 7?
7, I believe.
The first Taco Bell rap. Just, you know, a little trip back in time.
Go, 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 go. All right, get out.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, hold on. Can I have 1 second?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Push over, Martin. Get ready to clap.
Ooh, girl, what to choose? I guess with all them tacos and nachos, I just can't lose. I see that spicy taco loaded up with cheddar cheeses, but all those Mexican spices making me say my pleases. We be here right now because we thinking outside of the bun. So give me a chalupa with the chicken well done. I want that nacho supreme in my tummy, and don't worry about my order because you know I got the money. You know you hear me rapping, so don't put me on you. And I want your little doggy because you know he's so cute. To drink, nada, nothing, no, because all this food has got me saying I'm full. Did you get all that?
That was awesome.
Could you repeat that back for
us? I'm glad they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because I'd be thinking,
slow it down for them.
Go away.
You need us to repeat that order for you? All right, we'll do it for you anyway. Hit me, Martin.
All right. Once is enough. Once is enough.
You get the idea. You go through them. There's like a dozen different Taco Bell wraps.
Oh, man. The people who work at Taco Bell must be so sorry.
I think they're probably happy because
Didn't they hire those two guys, Rhett and Link, to do the same thing pretty much? I think they did a folk song, though.
Did they? Those guys are
now,
great.
This one's an official one. I think, right?
Don't want to spend dollars just cents every time. We want grilled chicken for only 89 because it's tasty so cheap and it's packed to last. I know I'm talking fast. Did you get all that?
That's how it's done, my dad.
Hold on, son. Let's repeat it back. I can hear you rap, but you rap like a hack. So here we go. Watch me flow. 89-cent grilled chicken burrito. It's chicken-licious every bite. Smack and broken in a fight. Bite so tight when your wallet kind of tight. It's a battle all night.
Burn!
Taco Bell grill just owned you.
They pwned you, baby! That's funny. That's really funny. So that's a real ad. That's an ad that Taco Bell that picked up on it. See, that's smart.
I know. They went with, you know, the whole like viral thing of people getting into it and capitalized on it. And it came up with like a whole ad campaign for them. Although now their ad campaign for the new year is the Taco Bell diet.
Okay, now first of all, let's say this right away. Taco Bell must have the best marketers in the world working for them because they're the ones who came up with fourth meal. Because I have two breakfasts. So I have second breakfast, so I had to make it fifth meal.
Yeah. So
but they came up with fourth meal.
I know.
That's brilliant.
And because they think outside the bun. So they do have genius.
Think outside the bun, same thing. But the fourth meal, see, this is so smart because really it gives Americans an excuse to overeat even more than they already do.
Right. So, it's too bad they didn't come up with like a clever name, like, you know, like people say Linner or brunch, you know.
Lunch.
But it would be like afterwards, right? Because it's the late night thing, so.
Laters.
I don't know.
I'm going in for laters. You see, hobbits have second breakfast. But they never.
They do?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But they never thought up what the most important meal, the 2 a.m. meal. They didn't think of that.
No.
When you're coming home from the bars.
Yeah. You know, you got to get that alcohol level lower.
You're half drunk.
Yeah.
You just got to, you know, you got to have something with some spice in it.
And you know what? It all tastes better when you're drunk. So maybe they could just call it like alcohol in her. I don't know.
Isn't that what fourth meal is aimed at, though, is the drunk, basically?
The kids coming home.
Coming home drunk, and they want to have spicy breath instead of vodka breath.
Maybe
so,
that's it.
So now the new thing is, now this one I'm not sure I can buy into
it. Now this is Christine. Now Christine's story, if you look at her, if you go to TacoBell.com, you'll see it on the bottom. It'll tell you, like, go to the thing. In case you haven't, she lost 54 pounds eating Taco Bell.
It's not possible.
She is the Jared of Taco Bell.
Okay. They call it the drive-through diet.
Yeah.
She is Jared. I think Jared. Oh, it's drivethroughdiet.com. So Jared became famous at, Subway?
Mm-hmm.
And that's counterintuitive, eating a big loaf of bread stuffed with cold cuts.
Yeah.
But this is, I don't know, this might be equally counterintuitive.
What they're saying is that she ordered off their Fresca meal, which is like the soft taco, so it's not fried, and getting like the grilled chicken rather than beef, that sort of thing.
So she looks good.
She looks amazing.
She looks a little drawn. Just slightly.
As you know,
the drive-through diet. Wait a minute. Now here's she lost 54 pounds. That she was okay. She was pretty hefty.
Yeah.
But
that didn't stop her from wearing a, bustier or.
Yeah, she's actually dressed sexier before. So, as you know, this is how it starts. As you know, the drive-through diet menu is not a weight loss program. Well, okay. Why is it called a diet menu?
It's about making different choices.
Different choices. For me, I didn't want to cut out my fast food. Okay, there's your problem. Right there. A diet that begins with, I don't want to cut out the fast food.
She reduced her daily caloric intake by 500 calories.
No wonder she lost weight. 1,250 calories a day.
Mm-hmm.
She lost 54 pounds. Yeah, she must be 4 foot tall. Wow, she looks good. They even have some bathing suit images here.
Oh, I didn't go through the gallery.
Oh, baby. She's looking very nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, trim.
She's looking hot. Oh, look at her there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Va, va, va,
va. Va, 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 voom, baby. Wow, this is good. So, bust size reduced a little. They probably should put that in the disclaimer.
So, on their little options thing, you can get the Fresco Ranchero Chicken Soft Taco.
Hi, I'm Chris Rose, and you're America. Let's drive you on the Taco Bell drive-thru diet. Get in. And away we...
I don't know. I don't want to go on a diet with Chris. Hi. I'm Chris Rose, television
personality.
You may remember me from such TV shows as Taco Bell's drive-thru diet.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So, okay, well,
you can lose
weight on anything if you just eat less of it.
Yeah. Although, again, that's not working with my See's Candy plan. But
really?
Yeah.
What is your See's Candy plan?
I'm just kidding. It's not a plan. It's a lifestyle.
It's not a diet.
I'm just going with that.
It's just making bad choices.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So, they're working it, and I think that it's helping out. I did learn one thing on the Taco Bell website under their food facts or their nutrition facts. I thought refried beans meant they were fried twice.
Oh, they're not?
No.
They're cooked twice, though.
No. Reason they call them that is because
if you make them properly, they're cooked twice.
Okay, but the Spanish translation is frijoles refritos, which just means cooked well, not cooked twice.
Okay. I've made refried beans, and I think what you do is you make beans, then you mash them up, right? You mix in some lard. Am I right?
Well, they have no lard in Taco Bell.
We've got Marco Gattegno in here. He's from Panama. Do they have refried beans in Panama?
Frijoles.
He says no. He says that's Mexico. So never mind. Forget I said anything, Marco. Marco and his son Isaac are here to correct anything we get wrong right now.
Okay, well, if I say anything wrong about Panama, I apologize. Really, the only thing I know is the Van Halen song. So.
Or a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
There you go.
I know that.
Yeah.
Say it backwards.
I don't know. I spent a whole week getting my tongue untwisted from trying to say Irish wristwatch five times fast. Try that one.
Why were you saying Irish wristwatch?
See?
Why were you saying that?
Because somebody challenged me.
Irish wristwatch. That's not easy. I wish for an Irish wristwatch. I could say rubber baby buggy bumpers, but I can't say I wish for an Irish wristwatch.
Well, that is why they make no wristwatches in Ireland. They only make the
Swiss,
fob.
Hey, Swiss wristwatch isn't easy to say either. Say it, Swiss wishwash. You can't.
Oh my gosh.
Which would you prefer? Which would you wish for? A Swiss wish watch or an Irish wish watch?
You know what I want? I want a chalupa.
I would much prefer. Given this, I'd rather be Chris from TV and have a Here he goes. He's going on the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has a drive-through diet menu.
Oh,
seven
please.
Delicious fresco items.
Please remember, a diet is not a weight loss plan. It's a lifestyle choice.
All under 9 grams of fat. I'll have a fresco grilled steak soft taco.
Please remember that without bariatric surgery, you will not lose weight on this diet.
Thank you. Don't believe me? Let's ask someone who's enjoyed the drive-through diet.
Unlike me? Let's see. Let's talk to somebody who's actually enjoyed the diet. I think that copy.
Anybody,
please? Bueller? I think they need to rewrite that copy. Don't believe me? Well, let's talk to somebody who's actually enjoyed this diet. That's wrong.
Okay, so their marketing department's genius. It's just their writers.
They need better writers. Stick with a short phrase. Fourth meal. Think outside the bun.
Yeah.
What is it? The fast food diet?
Yeah. Drive-through diet.
Drive-through diet.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I was thinking
I think they got a new copywriter. I don't think drive-through diet works.
No? What should they call it?
It sounds like, you know, the food's going through you pretty fast. sounds like the meal. Basically, speed digestion. They're implying the meal doesn't actually touch your stomach lining. It just goes, drives right.
You taste it, and then it just goes through, right through like a rocket.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I think there's some medication that does that.
Some intestinal leakage may occur. Oh. Isn't that, what is that? That's that fake fat.
Yeah. Olestra. Yeah.
You know, does anybody still eat Olestra? Anybody still eat Olestra?
Isn't that what those cookies that everybody was crazy about? Was it Snackwells? Did they have, remember there would be like huge riots in supermarkets as women would beat each other about the head?
Yeah.
Get their chocolate fudge Snackwells. And they all ended up gaining like 50 pounds because they thought they were so fat free that they could eat a whole box and nothing would happen.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It's moderation, people. So, you know, one thing about Taco Bell, remember when they did the thing where they put like a hard taco or crunchy taco and a soft taco?
Yeah. It's the turducken of tacos.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, now is the good time then to play the Saturday Night Live Taco Town.
Oh, yeah, baby. Okay, my computer is thinking.
It heard that,
and it says, no, I don't think I want to.
The turducken of tacos.
The turducken of tacos. Oh, hold on. I'm trying to. Oh, here we go. Hulu is not cooperating. Am I allowed to play this?
From Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Before giving them credit. We're not selling anything.
No, right? We're not selling anything.
Everything. Do tacos get any more kick butt than this?
Oh, they're about to, all right. New at Taco Town. We take a crunchy all-beef taco, smother it in nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, and our special Southwestern sauce. Mm. Then we wrap it in a soft flour tortilla with a layer of refried beans in between.
Sweet.
Then we wrap that in a savory corn tortilla with a middle layer of Monterey Jack cheese.
Awesome.
And it gets even awesomer when we take a deep-fried gordita shell, smear on a layer of our special guacamolito sauce, and wrap that around the outside.
This is pretty big.
It gets bigger because we bake it in a corn husk filled with pico de gallo, then wrap that in an authentic Parisian crepe filled with egg, Gruyere, merguez sausage, and portobello mushrooms.
Can I eat it now?
Sure, but not before we take the whole thing and wrap that in a Chicago-style deep-dish meat lover's pizza.
Pizza? Now that's what I call a taco.
Well, it's not a Taco Town taco until we roll it up in a blueberry pancake, dip it in batter, and deep-fry it until it's golden brown. Then we serve it all in a commemorative tote bag filled with spicy vegetarian chili. It's 15 great tastes all rolled into one.
Taco Town!
I'm going to Taco Town.
Taco pancake chili bag. Only at Taco Town.
Taco Town!
Jeez. Okay, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. And it's pretty much the way it's going to be, isn't it?
Uh-huh. They just keep adding on and expanding. It's just amazing.
It's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. It's the American way of taco.
Right, right. But you know what? It's okay because, like I said, you know, the taco is a very, it's a food item that allows for a lot of adaptation. You could do whatever you want to a taco.
There's no, so there's no like there is in France. There's no like Academy taco.
No.
That says, no. This is not a taco. What are you talking about?
No, but what a great idea. Let's start one. Let's start one. I'd love to be on the board of tacos.
They do that in Italy, and they do DOCG where it's approved. You know, it's approved. In France, they do it with their wine, too. It's approved.
Uh-huh.
I think Mexico needs a taco authority.
Well, you know what? I think that since I live in Mexico North, you know, California, that I think that we would still be allowed to be on that authority.
Autoridad del Taco.
Something.
Yeah.
Not affiliated with Del Taco Restaurant. So, you know, what's really funny is I actually prefer, if I'm going to get a fast food taco, the Jack in the Box taco. Even though they're not known for their faux Mex. I know, I love Jack in the Box tacos.
That's not
know,
even I've, food. What is it made out of? What makes the Jack in the Box taco?
For some reason, when I was in high school, I was led to believe that because Jack in the Box was owned by Purina, that it was like dog food. And then someone else told me along the lines, huh?
That's completely reasonable.
Well, yeah. And then someone else said it was like a tofu browned, like to look like beef. And then I was Twittering and someone tweeted me that actually there it's anchovy paste. Jack in the Box tacos.
You think so?
Well, I was thinking that if there were, that would be something they would shout from the rooftops to show how like hot cuisine they are because anchovy, you know. But I looked online and it doesn't say there's anchovy paste in their nutritional guidelines.
Well,
I did check it out.
Yeah. There are only 170 calories in the Jack in the Box taco.
So, yeah.
That's not bad.
And then it was
9 grams
like,
of fat. This is not bad. You could lose weight on this if you ate just one a day.
Somebody was, I was Googling around on stuff and somebody actually catered their wedding with Jack in the Box tacos because there's like a day of the week where you can get like 3 for $1 or something. So they catered their whole wedding of 300 people on like $300.
Oh, wait a minute. This coupon has expired.
What?
Darnation.
Because that doggone wedding. they almost practically put them out of business.
They used it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a little off point, but do you like the new Jack in the Box logo? Because I like it.
I like it.
It's very retro.
I like it a lot, and I like the big headed Jack. I think he's funny.
Mm.
You know, the big round ball head.
Yeah. I'm not sure yet. I don't know.
I like it better than Ronald.
Ronald's horrible. Ronald's scary, but clowns are scary.
Yeah.
Although scarier than a guy with a giant ping pong ball for a head, I don't know.
Okay, so what can I do for you? I can call in sick for you, record your voicemail. You can watch my commercials if you want. I'm also told I have widgets. Apparently, that's a good thing. Just roll over some of the objects in my office and they'll magically illuminate.
Jack in the Box office website.
They're magically illuminating, right? Because if not, I know a certain 19-year-old IT guy who is totally fired.
Actually, you know what? This is pretty hip and cool. All right, I'm going to have him call in sick for me.
You scrolled over my phone.
No. I want you to call in sick for me. Wait a minute. Oh, no. There's some choices. Talk trash. Help you get a date. Send your deepest apologies. Break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Call in sick. Help you get a raise. Or let me have send my deepest apologies.
Who are you going to send it to?
You have to choose somebody?
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, do they call that person for you? Is that what happens?
Yeah. You have to actually.
You know, all of these taco chains have had some really great interactive games and stuff. There's one at Del Taco. It has to do with the Star Trek game that's coming out, this Beam Me Up Macho Nacho thing.
I'm going to send it to my mom.
About the meatloaf?
Yeah, because she called in last week to be on the meatloaf show. And I feel kind of bad because I didn't see her call. And she thought I rejected her. So this is for you, Mom. Here we go.
Hey, Mary. It's Jack from Jack in the Box. Listen, the other night at the bowling alley, I ran into your mom. She seemed really broken up about what happened between you two. She wanted to call you right then and apologize. But having minored in psychology, I advised against it. I thought it seemed desperate. Then she asked me to do it for her. So here goes. She's really, 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 really sorry. You know, if I wronged myself and then said that to myself, I totally forgive myself. Think about that. Bye.
It's easy to make these videos because I realize with a ping pong ball head, his lips don't move.
Well, that's the thing, is I was just wondering if the same guy
is acting and is the same voiceover guy. They wouldn't make the voiceover guy wear the ping pong ball helmet. But who gets paid more? The guy in the ping pong ball hat?
VO, baby. The VO.
The VO guy gets paid more. Now, look at the thing he's wearing. Is that an ice cream cone?
It's a jaunty little party hat. I don't know. It's like a pointy fez. I love the way it sits just so...
You know, I am now of the opinion that, in fact, this is as scary as Ronald McDonald. I am now officially going to have a bad dream.
I'm sorry. Well, let me just tell you one more little Taco Bell related story. And that is that, you know, it's funny because when we did the meatloaf episode, there was a crime where someone used meatloaf as a weapon. And the same thing has just happened with tacos in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A man hit a Taco Bell manager in the face with a double-decker taco. And he was only sentenced to one day in jail, 1 year probation, but he also has to pay a $100 fine.
It's good it wasn't one of them happy tacos from Wrapped in Pizza.
I know.
You could kill somebody with that.
He says he threw the taco because it contained spit after he went through the drive-thru twice, and they messed up his order. So he was under the impression someone had spat into his taco.
Do you think that happens? Did you ever work at fast food?
No, I didn't. I worked at a cookie store, but I never...
Did you ever spit in the cookie or urinate in it or in any way?
I think the worst I've done was I would like eat huge handfuls of dough right out of the mixer. And, you know, maybe my hands weren't clean. I may have double dipped. Maybe. I'm coming clean now.
That's all right. You're baking out the germs. I don't think that's anything to worry about.
Right.
And I could say, you know, I worked for 3 years at McDonald's, working my way up from cashier to fry cook. Night manager, closer, did it all.
Wow. I didn't realize there were those levels of hierarchy.
Oh, let me tell you. No, you started
the
cashier.
What is the lowest of the McDonald's
cashier,
total?
Right at the guy at the front counter.
Really?
Because then, you know, this is a store where instead of having numbers on the cash register, they have pictures of the food. So you don't have to, and you know,
So a monkey could do it.
A monkey can do it. You don't even have to make change. You just go, spits the change out. However, you then, if you're really good, you work your way up to milkshakes.
But come on, that is a boring job. Not everyone orders a milkshake.
No, milkshake is a very important job because you can't overmix. If you overmix a McDonald's milkshake, it turns to water.
Oh, so my God.
It has to be exactly the right length
of time.
Does
it turn to butter?
Like no, it doesn't go the other way. It goes to it. Literally, I don't know why. There's something about it, but it actually gets thinner as you mix it.
Well, because it's not made with any sort of dairy.
Right. It's just whatever it is, ice crystals. But anyway, then if you do that well, they let you work with hot stuff because, you know, you can't start working with hot stuff. Then you go to the fry machine. Now, admittedly, everything at McDonald's, you can't really go wrong because it's all time. You know, but the fries are in a big bag frozen.
Ding, fries are
you dump
done.
Them in
Ding,
the,
fries are done.
Yeah. You dump them in the basket. You drop the fries in the hot stuff and you press a button and it's going to beep when you have to shake it. It's going to literally it beeps when you're supposed to shake it. It beeps again when you're supposed to pop it out of the thing. It beeps again when you've let it drip enough. It beeps again when you put it in the salt, and it beeps again when you have to throw them out.
Is it the same beep tone for every single action? Because I would get confused. I would be like, wait, is that the beep where I got to put the salt on it, or is that the beep where?
That's why I spent some time in the basement of McDonald's watching videos. And there are those who actually go to Hamburger U in Oak Grove, Illinois, where you will learn the fine points of this. But then, if you've done the fries well, then you get to go to Grill. Now, Grill is the beneath management. Grill is the NCO of McDonald's. It's the non-commissioned officer, the highest you can rise without actually becoming an officer. So, you know, that's a when I did it, I don't know if they do this anymore, but you actually use your fingertips. I don't think they do this anymore. I think they now have a special grill that grills the top and the bottom of the hamburger all at once. But in my day, we had to flip it. And you use your fingertips. You have a special long spatula that holds four patties. You have four fingers. You touch the top of each patty and you flip it. And so you had to get calluses. This stuff was hot.
Oh, wow.
It's like it's hot grease. So you would get calluses on the tips of your fingers. I still have no feeling in my left hand.
Oh, my God. That is like a huge... Does OSHA know about this? I mean, don't you have some sort of lawsuit?
You think?
Maybe your piano career was completely ruined.
This was 1973. Maybe they didn't have a rule then. And then, you know, you have the, you squirt. They have a special squirter, so you can't put too much or too little ketchup or mustard. You go.
And or tartar sauce.
Yeah, tartar sauce, same thing. Now, the buns on the fish filet are steamed, not fried, or toasted, rather. There's a special toaster for the buns, for the burgers. There's a whole thing. Anyway, you got to learn all that. Then, if you do well at that,
I don't think I'm smart enough to work at McDonald's.
No, it's hard work. Then you can be a closer.
A lot to keep track of.
The closer is now you're starting to get into management potential. The closer is the guy who closes the shop at the end of the night. So they trust you with, like, you have the keys.
So now, let me get this straight. So you started, you did the front counter, you did the fryer, you made all the way to closer.
I did.
What went wrong? Why? Why did you go no further?
Okay, so I was.
What happened?
Well, at the time I was doing that, I started this in high school, and then I went to college, and I got, you know, I went to Yale.
And so you didn't go to, you gave up on Hamburger U.
No, I kept trying to go back. I wanted to go to Hamburger U, and they said they said you're going to Yale. You're not management potential. I said, no, I want to be a manager. They said, no, I'm sorry, because
Yale, Hamburger U. Yale.
Once you go to an Ivy League university, we pretty much rule out Hamburger U. I was devastated.
Don't they have like a Hamburger U grad school you could have
attended?
They
should. I have a PhD in hamburgerology. By the way, just so you know, pickle juice. That's how we clean the grill at McDonald's.
Really? Oh, because it's vinegar. Sure.
Sure. It's slightly acidic. You scrape. Pickle juice.
Vinegar's a very good cleaning
sterilizes.
Agent.
It's wonderful.
Wow.
That's a little bit of a digression, because they, in fact, don't have Mexican fast food at McDonald's.
No, they don't. You know what? But it makes me wonder, like, what all of the things you had to do to rise to the ranks at McDonald's. I don't know how they do it at a place like Jack in the Box that has so many different kinds of food. Like, they have way too much food for me.
Well, that was the McDonald's philosophy, is a few sandwiches well made.
Right.
They really eschewed the big menu. They wanted a simple menu. In fact, so there's always been resistance.
Look at the success of In-N-Out.
Yeah. Simple, right? Simpler even than McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, because when you start branching out, I mean, what does Jack in the Box has like?
Oh, yeah. They have
paninis. They've got.
It's crazy. You don't even know. You go to a Jack in the Box, you don't even know what's on the menu.
When I go to Jack in the Box, I'm paralyzed with menu anxiety. I can't even. I just can't even take it all in. It's just,
and imagine the you know, when you get the customer who goes in and says, well, what do you have?
What do you recommend?
Well, the chalupa is very tasty today. Have you tried the fish sandwich? Not today, but of course I have had it.
The fish is not as good today.
Not as good today.
No, sorry. Come back Tuesday.
I'm afraid they've gone to the White Haddock. I'm a tilapia fan myself.
Is that how you say it? I thought it was tilapia.
I don't know. It's Chinese. It's not either of those, probably.
It doesn't sound Chinese.
Tilapia.
It sounds Latin.
I believe tilapia is raised in farms in China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, bless their hearts, because I eat a lot of it.
Speaking of which, I had a lovely McDonald's meal in China.
Yeah.
And one of the good things that you can do when you go to a McDonald's in any foreign land is they have a picture menu that you can point at.
Mm-hmm.
So the language, there is no language barrier.
Yeah.
In McDonald's. Like this, well, how this is how the world should be.
It's sort of, you know, it's like the song, It's a Small World at Disneyland, you know, and a smile means friendship to everyone. A picture of a Big Mac means fourth meal to everyone.
I prefer It's All About the Roosevelts. It's all about the Roosevelts, baby. Kiss strips, a little sugar on the greenbacks. That's what it's like growing up in the cul-de-sacs. Mobbing to the bell, we're getting something to eat. Have my shorties counting dimes, cause today's my treat. I'm a big dog, my pocket's full of change. Throw the dimes in the air, kid, I'm making it rain. It's all about the Roosevelts, baby. Flash them dimes, 79, 89, 99. It's all about the Roosevelts, baby. Give me tacos and nachos and watch your hoes. Wallets looking lean, paper money's out, silver's on your green. Cruising to the bell, we're rolling cars three deep. Coinage in the glove box, dimes under the seats. I'm like a banker, always rolling with change. I ain't a player, I'm just playing the game. All about the Roosevelts, baby. Flash them dimes, 79, 89, 99. It's all about the Roosevelts. Now this is one of the best ads I've ever seen, but it does kind of spoil the whole thing, the whole ethos when it says, the participating restaurant's menu may vary.
Well, they do. Yeah.
They have to.
They might have fewer things at that price.
They have to do. That is a great ad.
It is a good one. Now, there's a couple of things I know we can do at home. I know this is basically a fast food franchise drive-through sort of show. However, there was a recipe on Recipes Are, and I'll put this in our show notes, that tells you how to make your very own Jack-in-the-Box tacos with the same consistency of the meat-like product. So,
whatever it might be, anchovy paste, whatever it is.
And also on Bacon Today, they came out with bacon shell tacos. So they call them bacos.
Bacos, baby.
So I sent you a link to that in case you want to try that at home. It's kind of incredible. You have to use a little metal thing for the form to keep the form, taco shell form. But yeah, you just kind of cook the bacon right on there, and then you fill that up with whatever taco fill-ins you like with the bacon shell. And then the final one I wanted to give you was there was a while where bacon tacos, where they would use a regular tortilla and fill that with bacon.
Mm.
And somebody on one link I followed said that at one point Taco Bell had a bacon taco, but I don't ever remember that. And one day we'll have to do, the fast food items that have left this world.
You're not going to have, you cannot have a diet menu with a bacon flavored taco on it. Maybe you could.
No.
If you only ate half.
Well, if you use that like tofu bacon or something, bacon, turkey bacon. Maybe. But, you know, my father still mourns the loss of Taco Bell's short-lived burger variant, which was the Bell Beefer.
Just for the name alone.
I know. The Bell Beefer was sort of like a sloppy Joe, only without sauce. It was just like loose meat in a bun. And my dad loved that. They are no longer part of the fourth meal menu.
Yum. Man, I got to go to a Taco Bell right now.
Well, you know what? If you go ahead and choose from that Fresca menu, Leo, then you won't get in trouble on your diet.
Mm-mm.
Give it a shot.
It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle choice. Cammie Blackstone, it's been great pleasure. Munchcast is live every Sunday afternoon right after the radio show. That's at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time at live.twit.tv. And Cammie, I'm going to leave you with a taco-flavored kiss. Have a great evening.
Aww.
And we'll see you next time on MunchCast.
Bye, Leo.
Bye, Cammie.
Oh, there's J-Lo.